The government inspector in Nikolai Gogol's satirical play about corruption in a small Russian town may have been written almost 200 years ago, but in Jeffrey Hatcher's adaptation, it feels surprisingly contemporary. The Red Bull Theater's production just finished a successful run at the Duke Theater, and it's now transferred to New World Stages on West 50th Street, where it can be seen until August 20th. I'm very pleased to welcome Red Bull's artistic director, Jesse Berger, who directed the production, to our show today. And he's brought along two of the show's stars, Michael Urie and Arnie Burton. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us. Nice to be with
you. Jesse, doesn't your company mainly do Shakespeare and plays of the Jacobean era?
Well, we mainly do plays by Shakespeare's contemporaries and the plays of the Jacobeans, but we've always also been interested in doing rarely produced classics from all eras and cultures, and so we're thrilled to do a play by Gogol.
Well, in this case, it almost feels in a Shakespearean spirit because it relies on mistaken identities. On the other hand, we also could say it's kind of Marxist because it's got a very strong Marx Brothers sense to it.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, Gogol has such a topsy-turvy, twisted worldview, which I feel like is in concert with the Jacobeans in particular.
It's not often staged in New York. Why do you think that it isn't?
I don't know. I think that isn't produced a lot because maybe there aren't a lot of great translations. Jeffrey Hatcher has written a really snappy, funny, new version of the play, and it's a large cast play, and that's one of the things that off-Broadway, it's hard to mount off-Broadway or even on Broadway with large casts and getting a great a collection of actors together to do a rarely produced classic. I think that the government inspector is... it has perhaps suffered from not funny translations, so we're thrilled to have Jeffrey's brilliant new witty version.
Well, he has kind of modernized the language, although he has kept the setting in Russia in 1836.
Yep.
Michael, we've seen you in a variety of TV shows like Ugly Betty and plays like Buyer and Seller, and last month you hosted the Drama Desk Awards.
Yes.
Was there something that appealed to you about this play, except for the fact that you can pretty much chew the scenery?
I'm surprised we have any scenery left with this cast. As Jesse said, it's a play that doesn't get done very often. It's a hilarious translation. And Red Bull does a lot of plays that attract actors who have, have a hankering to do classics. And not that this is like doing Shakespeare, because I do think it's different than doing Shakespeare, except for that we put on a lot of clothes like you do in Shakespeare.
Great costumes.
Great costumes, yeah. Tilly did an amazing job with our costumes. But we want a lot of actors yearn to play parts like this and yearn to do plays like this.
Is
and
this
Red Bull's a great outlet.
A kind of gift for actors because they can really let loose?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And even though our playwright is technically living, it's great doing non-living playwrights like Gogol because you don't have... living playwrights are great too, but... and certainly Jeffrey was great working with us, adapting to us, and he made changes for us for our space, our set, and the actors that we had, and Arnie plays two roles in the play, and originally that was supposed to be two different actors, but Jeffrey made it work so that he could get off stage in time to change and come on as the other guy.
You play Michael's valet, Ossip, and the town's postmaster. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly changing costumes?
Yes, which is a singular joy of its own, and drama backstage.
I have to tell you, I was totally fooled.
Okay.
Well, until I read that you played both characters, I just had not...
That's one of those things which is a nice compliment, but it's also at the end, it's like, oh, I want people to know. I did all that work. I want people to know.
It's a whole show watching him change backstage.
But I have to say...
Are you the only one who has to do that? Because there's a 14-member cast.
No, there's
how many characters?
People? There's... Oh, I don't know.
I don't know exactly. Maybe 20?
20-something. But I remember when I read the script, because I was originally offered Ossip, the valet, and I thought... Because I read the script, it's so funny. I thought, oh, God, but the postman. I'd really like to do the postman, too. And so I was looking to the script and I realized they never appear on stage together. So I called Jesse and said, what do you think if I played both?
Just like Bottom in Midsummer.
Exactly.
Inspired idea.
It's not just a matter of changing costumes. Yeah. You got to put on a beard.
Yeah. It's fairly complicated, but the joy of those two is they're both I can't think of two more opposite characters. So it's really a joy to do.
Michael, you play Lestakov, a low-level civil servant who's mistaken for the dreaded government inspector. When we first see him, he's about to shoot himself.
He is pretending to be about to shoot himself. He's he's got a flair for the dramatic and
to be or not to be.
To be, yeah. He's sort of like, yeah. He's a bit of a clown Hamlet. He says he's at the end of his tether. He's spent all of his money. He can't go home because he's too ashamed to go home to his father and ask for more money. And when Ossip comes in and catches him about to kill himself, he tells Ossip, how can I go on? Why should I go on? And of course, Ossip talks him out of it very easily. And we learn that he's like this all the time. Yeah.
We basically do that every day.
Right.
We have the same discussion every day about suicide.
And matinees as well.
Yes.
Jesse, there are no specific allusions to current politics, but do you see this as having relevance today because the corruption scandals seem to be constantly in the news?
Absolutely.
Sheldon Silver in today's paper.
Yeah, it's fascinating and constant. I mean, the buffoonery of bureaucracy and the bureaucracy of buffoons and the absurdity of human behavior and corruption is timeless, and Gogol's play really makes that apparent. And when we chose the play, I sort of knew, well, I think it's going to still be timely. We chose it about a year ago during the heat of the election,
but before the Russia scandal.
Yeah, I mean, I knew there would still be corruption and bureaucracy, but I didn't know anything about that Russia would be so in the news.
I was afraid that somebody might say, they saw Russian connection with me because I've seen this play. when the play opens, the town's mayor, played wonderfully by Michael McGrath, learns that a government inspector is on the way to the town incognito. Why is the news so upsetting to him?
Well, because the mayor knows at every level of the town that he runs, there is corruption and bribery, and he's the top of that heap. So, of course, he's afraid of being discovered and sent to Siberia and all the worst possible things that could happen if the Tsar finds out of your taking advantage of the power.
And we have all these characters of prominent citizens, the judge, the school principal, the hospital director, the police chief, landowners and merchants. They all seem to be either giving or taking bribes.
Yes.
It is amazing that a play so full of unlikable people with hardly any redeeming features can be so kind of joyful to watch. It really is remarkable. It's one thing that people always say after the show, which I've never quite heard before. They always come up and say, oh, we love the show, but it feels so good to laugh.
Yeah.
I think people are just like kind of psychically like just need a good laugh right now.
It's
a relief. And it amazes me to watch like these buffoons, selfish, awful people.
Yes.
Delight people so much.
My guests are Arnie Burton and Michael Urie, two of the stars of this new production of Gogol's classic, The Government Inspector. Also with us is Jesse Berger, who directed the production. He is you're the Red Bull's artistic director as well. It is now, it has moved to World Stages on West 50th Street, where it will be running until August 20th. And Arnie, the postmaster that you play, knows everything that's gone on because he opens everyone's mail and reads it.
Yes.
And he seems to be proud that he's done this, even when it leads to ruining a young couple's lives.
Yes, he has absolutely no shame, which is, again, very joyful to perform. And that's truly what I love kind of about that character is he has no shame about what he's doing and announces it. And the ramifications of what he does kind of sets the play in motion and does ruin a young couple's life. I love it.
And Michael, in your case, your character is both the mayor's wife and his daughter flirting outrageously with him. And he also has to contend with the fact that he gets really drunk.
Yes. There's
a lot of physical comedy comes out of that.
Yeah. We have a gift, really, of this epic drunk scene where they get me drunk because they think I essentially tell them that if I get drunk, I'll tell you everything about my life. And what they don't know is that my life is totally boring. In fact, I don't even have a job anymore. But I let them believe that I'm important, and so they intentionally get me drunk.
Was it as over the top in Gogol's day?
I imagine that it was, actually.
Was there as much physical comedy, or is that something that's been written into this production?
That's an interesting question. I don't really know the answer, because I don't read Russian. But I read a lot of different translations of the play, and he doesn't have a lot of stage directions for that kind of physical comedy. I think that a lot of what came in our production came from these brilliant actors. And
we have slips and falls, slamming doors, yeah. Chases.
Yeah, and Jeffrey's version of the play lends itself to that. It's written for the slamming doors kind of farce.
It's very vaudeville in a way. His rhythms, the way he writes a comic line, which I have to say is brilliant. And I think that's why so many people wanted to sign up for this too, besides working with Red Bull, is you just read it on the page and you marvel at kind of how he constructs a comic line, a setup, mm-hmm. and the rhythm of the payoff. And it's very vaudeville at times, and it's really remarkable how he's able to tell that story and still like get a joke like every 15 seconds. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. How carefully is it choreographed? Did you have a choreographer working on it, a fight director?
We did. We had it's very careful because it's also, you know, as you saw, it's a split level set, so much of it takes place upstairs.
I was going to get to that, but yeah. And that's complicated too. You're running up and down
right,
the stairs.
And there are 14 of us running around, and some people in big dresses, and so it's very carefully choreographed.
The set is on two levels, almost like a doll's house, with the front cut away. The top part is one long room. The bottom is divided into two separate rooms, and the cast is moving back and forth through all of this with those costumes, as you said. Yeah. What about, do we know how it was received in Gogol's time?
Yes, and I'm not an expert, but I believe it was a major success. It caused a great scandal, and there were many people who thought that he was attacking Russian society, and Russia, and Gogol actually fled Russia, I think, for 12 years after that and lived in exile because he was so horrified by the extreme reactions that the play provoked in people, and they either loved it or they hated it, but of course they all felt that they were being made fun of. Apparently the Tsar himself liked it. Yeah, so they were. Yeah, I mean, even in the epigraph to his play, he says, "Don't blame the mirror if your face is lopsided."
Well, it's kind of political at a time when this is before the serfs were freed.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a very, very old Russia.
That's right.
Now, you've just moved from the Duke Theater on Times Square to the New World stages, which is an incredible multiplex. How many shows at the same time?
There are five theaters, and some of the theaters even will have two or three shows in at once. So we're in between the bubbles show,
the gazillion bubble show,
and Puffs, which is this new, very funny version of Harry Potter, sort of a parody of Harry Potter, and then Avenue Q's across the hall.
So backstage is quite is almost as absurd as
it's kind of like
onstage.
A theater mall.
And then do you have a dresser backstage?
We have two dressers and a wig.
Wig and a beard person.
Wig and beard person.
Do you have to make adjustments when you move from the Duke to the New World?
Yeah, we made some adjustments. We made some improvements, I think. But the set actually fits even nicer in the space at New World Stages, and I think that the play is playing wonderfully there.
Performance-wise, the audience feels more present.
Yeah,
it's funny, things that would kind of get a medium-sized laugh in this venue gets a huge laugh because there's theaters have their own personalities and their own kind of air. And
it's got a great energy, the theater.
It really does.
Well, Michael, in his New York Times review, Ben Brantley called you a path-clearing cyclone of silliness. Is this the most physical
role
you've ever
taken? I've been calling him that for years.
It's true.
You have a lot of pratfalls and things.
Yeah, covered in bruises. I have quite a few bruises. But I welcome them. They're delightful.
The sacrifices you make for your art.
Yeah, yeah. I often try to find physical comedy, especially in comedies, but this is definitely the most physical, and also, you know, we did it. We created this show to run for 6 weeks. We didn't know it was going to be a success and run for another 6 weeks. So there's some things that we put in that I maybe wouldn't have put in if I'd know we were going to have to do it for 3 months. And we've amended them just to to save my back or my hips or.
And you're not
whatever,
the only one who's falling on the floor and doing stuff.
Oh no!
Can you imagine taking it to Broadway? Because this could function perfectly well on Broadway.
Well, we'd be thrilled to. We'd be thrilled to share it with more people. And audiences are just loving it. And the group of actors assembled for it are so talented and so funny. And as Arnie was saying, people really do feel, we feel this hunger that people need to laugh, and this relief that people feel when that they can laugh at the corruption and the bureaucracy and this and the silliness of people without feeling too much of a hammer on the head of a nail about the political situation.
As you pointed out, there's both the physical comedy and there also are real jokes in this.
Lots of
that. What is Red Bull Theater doing next?
Oh, that's a good one. We haven't made our season announcement yet, so you'll have to stay tuned. We'll make an announcement around Labor Day.
But what about you, Michael and Arnie? Do you have to go on to other things after the show closes on August 20th?
Well, Michael does.
I go on to do Harvey Fierstein's Torch Song at Second Stage. We start rehearsal about a week after we finish it at the New World. And
do you rehearse while you're?
No. I have a week off, and then we start rehearsal for Torch. So I can you know ice my bones and cut my hair, and then
and then sit in a room and just rock back and forth,
and then be Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah.
And you?
Well, I'm fielding offers, as they say.
Oh, if there are any casting directors listening?
Yeah.
He plays multiple roles wonderfully.
Yeah.
And singular roles, too.
Yeah. God, it's been so long since I played one character all the way through.
Oh, really? But
I dream of that. Yeah. I'm always the guy who plays the different roles. But we hope for a long, hopefully, future for this show.
Yeah. Everyone's having the just an amazing time on stage and backstage, and it seems in the audience, too.
Yeah.
Well, my great thanks to the three of you for being on our show. Jesse Berger, who directed this production of Nikolai Gogol's wacky comedy, The Government Inspector, and two of the people who helped make it really feel wacky, Michael Urie and Arnie Burton. And it is currently at the New World Stages on West 50th Street, and it will be running until August 20th. It's been a pleasure having all three of
you
on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.